Lord, come and inhabit the praises of your people. How many of God's people do we have out there tonight? Sing this with me.
We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up on our praises.
Yeah.
We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up on our praises.
Come on.
We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up on our praises.
Yeah.
We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up on our praises.
Yeah.
We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up on our praises.
Yeah.
We lift you up. We lift you up. We lift you up on our praises. Arise, take your place, be enthroned on our praise. Arise, King of Kings, Holy God, as we sing.
The mountains tremble.
Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers roar? When the lost began to sing of Jesus Christ, the saving one. And we can see that song is moving, the mighty river through the nation, when God is all through the to Jesus. Sing like you have the beginning. Remember the way of your risen Lord. streams flow as on river to wash away our brokenness. And here we see that God, you're moving, a time of jubilee is coming. When young and old return to Jesus, we glory in heaven's beginning.
Reconcile me.
this song we're going to do a little bit different. If you look on your bulletin, we're going to begin with Blessed Be Your Name and then go right into We Will Glorify, which is also found in your Renew Hymnal, number 72.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, as I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we do praise you tonight, and we can shout hallelujah because you are our living Lord. Tonight, let our hearts and our actions and our words and our whole being express how much we love you. Amen. The season of Lent is often reserved for very solemn, very preparing of our hearts and our minds towards the Good Friday. But now Easter has come, so we can shout and celebrate and dance around. And let's celebrate about every move we make.
Every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I'm making you. Thoughtful of Jesus as they've been in the whole day.
Back when we went to BCYS, the Bethel College Youth Festival, we talked a lot about waking up to the presence of God and how He's always there and being tied down by your burdens. And we just had Bible studies in small groups. Well, for some of y'all, we just talked about worshiping, and some of the kids there didn't know what it actually meant. And for some of y'all that don't really understand the word worship, it means to honor the Lord, to praise the Holy One. One of the only reasons we're here is to have a relationship with God. Through life, you're faced with many problems. It could either be with your family, your friends, or someone you occasionally talk to. Whatever your burden, whatever burden you're faced with, just think of it as another thing the Lord is throwing your way. Don't let these things hold you back from what you believe in. In Psalms chapter 41, verse 1, it says, "Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in a time of trouble." Well, what does that really mean? Well, I took it as no matter how much of a burden is being put on you, God's going to be there with you. And to not really worry about it. Just think of having burdens. It doesn't help anybody. And that's old Brother Keith. He was the speaker from Alabama, from a CC church down there. And he was talking about busting away from your problems and really opening your heart to Jesus and letting him in and things would or could be better. Then he had an open altar call. This was a big shock. So I went up there with a couple of my friends, and we just fell to our knees and busted out crying. But you know, if I hadn't really done that, I probably would have had more problems. God was there, and He's here tonight. One of the other things we talked about was trusting in the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 14, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and shall go and pray unto me. I will hearken you, and you shall seek me and find me, when you will search with me with all your heart. And I will be fond of you, and I will turn away your captivity. I will gather you from all the places I have driven you to, and I will bring you again into the place I caused you to be carried away captive." Now in this verse it says, "Seek me with all your heart." Well, what does that mean? If you think about it, it means just open your heart and let God in. He's going to come. Then it goes on and says that He has a plan for us and knows the thoughts He has for us. And we need to trust Him. He has a vision for us that we will live. Without trusting in the Lord, I think that you would probably be going through a lot tougher things. Everything that you face in life is difficult. I know I've been through some tough ones. It's all about how you handle them. So my question for y'all tonight is, if you know that God has a perfect plan for you and it's possibly the best thing that you could ever do, would you go back and change that plan and make a better one yourself? Thank you.
Sharice talked about the altar call. She mentioned in her sermon that they had at BCYS, and where she went forward and kind of gave her burden to God at that moment. And I was reminded of Psalm 16, and I'd like for us to use that tonight in our meditative prayer. What I'd like for you to do is to find a place in the sanctuary all your own. And we're going to begin by standing. Everyone, we will sit very quickly, so we won't be standing for a long time. But if you need to find a place where someone next to you won't distract you, I suggest that you do that at this time. Back in the, well, I guess it was even before the first century, in the Jewish temple they used to pray standing up with their arms raised. So at this time, as I read Psalm 16, I'd like for us to stand with our arms raised. and our heads bowed. Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom all my delight, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Every night my heart instructs me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Let us sit down and continue in silent, meditative prayer. What burdens do you have to offer God? Give those to Him now.
have any prayer requests? What is her name? Kelly. And Heather, could you give us a brief update on Brenda? What is your grandfather's name? Are there others? Jennifer Knox. Jamie and I have a friend who had a baby early last week, and she now has toxemia. So she's been in the hospital at Vanderbilt for over a week. Her name's Erin Linders. The baby's great and wonderful, but she's not at all. Dad is very exhausted. Yes. Brandon. Are there others? I suspect there's one or two that might need a little bit, right? Yeah. There always is. And for those that are still trying to decide what to do after graduation, because I know there are a few that are still trying to find out. This one. Do you know her name?
are there others? Mount Carmel's having a revival Sunday night, and Brandon Bryan is speaking. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, and Dad is traveling back from Mississippi tonight. Are there others? Let us close in prayer. Tommy Clark, would you lead us in prayer? Saving Me. It's a new song we're going to learn tonight, but it's one that's very easy and has a wonderful message.
Thank you for saving me.
we close tonight, you see several percussion instruments up on the table. If anyone is so inclined, you might have to fight over them. Everyone just grab one. If you didn't grab one, your hands are great percussion instruments.
Sing to the Lord all the earth. His salvation proclaim day to day. His wonderful deeds and His glory are made known among all the earth. For great is He. Proclaim day to day His wonderful deeds and His glory are made known among all the earth. For great is He in strength and majesty. Rejoice, rejoice, for the Lord He reigns.
Louder, since the Lord told the earth. Everybody is singing salvation, proclaim day to day. His wonderful deeds and His glory are made known among all the earth. For great is He in strength and majesty. Rejoice, rejoice, for the Lord He happened. It happened. Before we leave tonight, I know that some of the songs were very rejoiceful, and some of them were a little bit more worshipful tonight. But I love the time right after Easter where. Or Easter morning and in the weeks directly following Easter, where we are again reminded of the wonderful gift that God gave us, His Son, and His Son on the cross, and His Son dying for our sins. But then the wonderful, wonderful gift of a risen Savior. And Sam, for those of you that were here Sunday morning, he's right. We're the only faith that has a living, risen Savior, one that we can go to in prayer and talk to, and that is with us. And for me, that's something to rejoice and to praise about. So just kind of a thought to send you out with. Let us rejoice and let us celebrate and let us dance and play music and have a wonderful time. And celebrate our risen Lord. Amen. Good night. If I can meet with the youth for just... I just have one announcement for the youth right up here, just super fast. No, you're not in trouble. I just have to give you some information. Thank you.
but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you. Before it's too late.
I'm not hearing it, so I didn't sing with it well. This mic just because it's on for right now? Can you use this mic? Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. If we start right away without the intro, I need to work a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Is that?
That's it.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one. I know you've got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you try the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the one you can get. Desperado.
Uh-oh,
you're getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. Freedom, oh freedom. Well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you think it's cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. You're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your senses. Open the gates. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you.
I guess we need to slow all that down, don't we?
Before it's too late.
Michael, that's your Sunday morning special. Uh-oh, huh? We in trouble. You right? We're hitting the bar Friday night with it, but